Hallelujah. He's worthy to be lifted up. Come on, despite what's going on all around you. Come on. Despite what's happening, what's going on in your life, he's still worthy to be praised. Come on, no matter what it looked like, he's still worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, just a little bit. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know about you, amen, but as we sing the praise and worship, and no matter what, amen, even if you're out of this building, amen, praise the Lord. If you pay close attention to what you're saying, hallelujah, amen. I'm blessed by that song. Hey, as your glory fill this house, and your presence floods my soul. So no matter what's going on in my soul, in my emotions, no matter what's going on, hallelujah, no matter what's even going on in the body, as your presence floods my soul, hallelujah, you know nothing else really matters when God gets the flooding in. Hallelujah. Amen. You forget about what's going on with you. You forget about what's going on with your body. You forget about everything. Hallelujah. As your presence floods my soul. Hallelujah. Woo! Your name be praised. And let me tell you, when you forget all about all that stuff, amen, you can really lift him up. You can really praise him. You can really magnify him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Your name be praised. Amen. You may have your seat. Amen. Praise the Lord. The psalmist is saying, listen, your name be praised. I go on hold. Your name be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord for this revival. Amen. You know, there's a revival going on in my soul. Hallelujah. I'm talking about right in my spirit, man. There's a love that I have for God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, there's a love that I have for him. There's a yearning there's a yearning for more of him. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody say, more of you, Lord. I need some more. You know, the Lord had me, amen, play softly. And the Lord had me, amen, thinking, amen, in this week. And even on some periods of last week, on when I first got saved. Hallelujah. Come on, some of you remember when you first came in contact. Hallelujah. Amen. When you first came to him. Hallelujah. Everybody didn't come the same way, but you came. Hallelujah. Some come broken. Hallelujah. Some folks come to God. Amen. It doesn't matter how you came, you came. And I'm telling you, amen, praise the Lord, as you hung in there, amen, with God, amen, you find out that God was good. That God is good. But you know what? And somewhere down the line, because some of us been saved 5, 6, 7 years, and amen, and some longer. And with the different tests and the different trials that we have, amen, the enemy, amen, come with different tests and trials that God allowed. Amen. Praise God. And amen. For some reason, for some strange reason, for some reason we know and some we don't know. But amen. Somewhere down the line, we find we ain't as close as we used to be. Hallelujah. We find, glory be to God. Amen. Praise God. Because there was a time, glory be to God. Amen. Praise God. When God say jump, we would say, how high you want me to jump?
Hallelujah. When he said go, amen, it was no questioning. Amen, praise God. We went, we went, we went, we went, we went. But now it's such a pull and a proud. Amen, for God to get us to do anything. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? You know, that's the reason why we have a problem getting along with one another. Because we have, amen, we have disconnected ourselves with God. We are not connected like we used to be. There's a message tonight, glory be to God. We ain't even going there. But there's a message for the church. Hallelujah. There's a message for the church. And I'm not talking about Faith Crusade. I'm talking about the body of Christ. There's a message, amen, that's going out throughout the land. Hallelujah. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, Jesus is on his way. He's on his way. He's on his way. Come on, tell another neighbor, Jesus is on his way. Are you ready for his appearance? Jesus is on the way. Come on. He's on the way. Yet another Messiah. The size of the time is here. Jesus is near. Jesus is on the way. He's on the way. Get your house in order. Your neighbor, he's on the way. He's on the way. He's on the way. He's on the way. Jesus is on the way. He's on the way. Get your house in order. Come on, tell your neighbor, get your house in order. Stay and keep it in order. He's on the way. He's on the way. Let me tell you something. A thief don't let you know when he's coming. A thief ain't gonna give you no warning, no signal that he's coming. But the Bible has declared that he's coming like a thief. Not that he's a thief, but he's coming. Will you be ready? Look at your neighbor and say, he's on the way. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, he's on the way. He's on the way. He's on the way. Come on, give God a clap offering. Hallelujah. Come on, give God a clap offering. Ah, come on, give him a clap offering in this place. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Come on, just give him a wave offering as you take your seat. Hallelujah. You may have your seat. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for Pastor coming in. Amen. A portion of his congregation. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You're more than welcome. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God for this revival. Amen. Praise the Lord. And amen. We're not going to hold you long. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I believe God, amen, is going to do something here tonight. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, I expect for him to do something tonight and every night. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You'll find me tonight, amen, over in the book, one book, amen, and that's Revelation. Amen. An area where, amen, a lot of folks don't like to go. Hallelujah. But we going there. Revelation 3. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. One of the things that, amen, we, amen, praise the Lord, have really, amen, stressed teaching, amen, is the, amen, the principles of God's word. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. If we can grab a hold to the principles of God's word and obey what the word is saying, amen, praise the Lord, you will be blessed. Amen. Amen. You can be blessed. Amen. Ain't no doubt about it. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, practice the word. Over in the book of Revelation, the third chapter. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we're going to start at the first through the sixth verse. I'm going to give you what our theme will be tonight. Amen. The theme of the revival was to come. Look at your neighbor and say, I came. Now what you want, Lord? Amen. God going to give you, amen. Which, amen. You came. God going to give you something. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you want it, amen, God will give it. Amen. A thought I want to leave with you tonight. Won't hold you long. Amen. But the thought for tonight, amen, God gave me this tonight, the thought as I came in tonight. Amen. And the thought tonight is, I see the dead, but I refuse to die. Hello. I see the dead, but I refuse to die. Amen. Look at your neighbor, tell your neighbor, I see the dead. Now, some of y'all don't say if you don't see it. But I see the dead, but I refuse to die. Amen. And we, amen, as we begin to get into the word of God on tonight, amen, teaching, not no whole lot of preaching. Amen, praise the Lord. But amen, praise God. We're going to find that we're talking tonight, amen. We're not talking about natural dead folks. But it's some folks sitting up in the church that's dead. Hello. Hello. Revelation 3. Celeste, I'm going to ask if you would read that beginning at the first verse. Hold on, hold on. Start over again there. Start one more time there. Go ahead.
And unto the angel of the church in Sardis.
Uh-huh.
These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead.
Mm-hmm.
Be watchful.
And unto the angel of the church in Sardis, write these things. Saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest. Many of us wear names. Look at your name and say, what name are you wearing in the body? But Jesus is saying here, know thy works. Now, he's talking to the church of Sardis at this time, but how many know, amen, he's talking to us right now? Amen. I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou liveth by, and are, can you read that last word with me together? Dead. And are dead. I know thy works that you live by. I know this. Some of us, amen, praise the Lord. I'm telling you, amen, we wear our title real well in these four walls. We wear our title real well, minister. We wear our titles very good until we get out the building. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The church today, amen, can give Hollywood some lesson in acting. Hello. Jesus is saying to the church of Sardis, amen. Now, if you read the scriptures, amen, in Revelation, amen, he focused on seven churches. And as I begin to read, amen, let me back up a little bit. Amen. And at the very first, he said, and unto the angel of the church in Sardis, write these things. When I read that, amen, I began to hear the Spirit of the Lord said, every church got an angel that's assigned to them. And understand something. Amen. Praise God. Your neighbor might not, amen, praise Lord. Your neighbor might know the name you wear, but it might not know your works. But the angel, amen, praise the Lord, amen, that God has assigned to the church has a message to bring to us today. Look at your neighbor and say, what name are you wearing? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. If you'll start at the second verse.
Be watchful and strengthen thy things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. For if therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief. And thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee.
A message to the church today. What Jesus, let's break it down, amen, where you can understand what he's saying. What the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church today, amen, is too much hypocrisy. It's too much hypocriting in the church. We wondering why God won't send folks to the church. Amen. And why when they come, they won't stay. God ain't finna send folks in a bunch of mess. Hello, glory to God. God ain't finna do that. When you got folks that want to live right, folks are really searching for God. Amen. Praise God. And when they come, amen, they come into mess. It's not finna happen. Hypocrisy and grievous decay. The church is like dying. It's a whole bunch of singing and shouting and amen, praise God, but ain't no whole bunch of living right. It's a whole lot of speaking in tongue. Hallelujah. But amen, when you finish speaking in tongue, it still ain't no loving your neighbor. It still ain't no treating your neighbor right. It's hello. The church is in a mess. My God. Pastor, it's got to the point, in my heart, I really don't care if God don't send nobody to me and tell me what, the Lord say he's going to give you, do this and do that. I need somebody to come to tell me how to live right. Hello, don't try to get me blessed walking in the material stuff and I'm on my way to hell. The devil is a liar. And there's so many people, amen, today, glory be to God, got the itching ear. Amen. Praise the Lord. Tell me something good. They want to hear something good. Tell me something that's going to tickle the hell out of my fancy. Tell me something, amen, praise the Lord, that's going to make me get goosebumps. And tell me something, amen, praise God. Amen. Tell me all this mess that ain't got nothing to do with living right. See me in riding in my brand new car. See me in my 5-bedroom house. But yet on my way to hell. You tell me you can see all that, but you can't see my nasty life. You see all this good stuff. You better understand something about God. We sit around here, but God is a good God. Yes, he is. He's all that too. Amen. Yes, he is a good God, but you don't want to get on his bad side. Hello. Hello, you don't want to get on God's bad side. Yes, God is good. Good enough not to put up with our foolishness. Good enough not to be tempted, not bother with sin. Hello. Hello. Yeah, that's a jealous side of God. Hallelujah. But the church is full of hypocrisy. Amen. This church, amen, in Sardis, amen. Praise the Lord, amen. And I'm telling you, as I begin to get into the scripture, I said, my God, is some churches going to be in for a rude awakening. Because, amen, praise the Lord, they wear the reputation. How many know reputation ain't going to get it? Hallelujah. Reputation of man. Amen. Praise the Lord. In the eyes of man. Amen. This church inside us. Amen. Praise God. In the eyes of man, this church had it together. But what about the eyes of God? Somebody looking at you right now and think you got it all together. But what about in the eyes of God? Is God seeing the way, amen, that person sitting next to you see you? I ain't worried about how you see me, because you ain't got the heaven and you ain't got the hell to place me. But glory be to God, I'm very concerned about how God see me. I'm so very concerned about what God think about me. I ain't worried about what you think about me. Amen, praise God. But I'm definitely concerned about what God feel, how he think, how he looks at me and how he see me. Hello. But this church Sardis. Sometimes folks wanna run and they wanna hide out in big congregations. Ain't nothing wrong with big congregations, because if that's what God call you to pastor, you better do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. But God is looking for people that wanna live right. God is seeking for folks that wanna live right, wanna live holy. Hello. It's real quiet there with that. Man, holiness is like a cuss word now to the child of God. We want to know. Let me tell you something. Oh, my God. That the Lord had me thinking for the last 2 weeks on the things that I wrote down, some things that I seen the hand of God, how God move. I tell you, that such a great move of God. And some of you can say the same thing, but check your life out right now. How great is the move of God in your life now? And we still keep going on and on and on. And we'll rather reputation. That, when I look at that scripture, amen, praise God. When I look at the word of God and it says greater works from the mouth of Jesus, that Jesus did, we would do even greater. We supposed to be doing greater works. All these ministries, where is the greater works? I was sharing with Brother Jermaine today, amen, praise God, on amen. I can remember, my God, when I came to the Lord, amen, praise God, faith was, my faith would burn you up. I seen God raise 3 folks from the dead. You hear what I'm saying? When I first got saved, your faith good, and I mean, you got it up. And I remember I asked God to raise a woman. A man had beat a woman to death. And I sit right there and I say, God, if you get her up, I say, I will witness to her. I said, don't let her die. Don't. I said, don't. She was already dead. They call a dead wagon to come get her. I said, don't let her die and go to hell. I said, Lord, if you get up, I said, I minister to this woman. And let me tell you something. God raised that woman up. They went to screaming and hollering. My daddy was living at the time. My daddy said, I wouldn't even go over there to see her. I sit there in the car because all I could do is just sit there and cry when they say she was alive. I found out years later that woman is an evangelist. You hear what I say? I'm telling you, and I showed them went and took them by, because my wife knew this lady. Some of you, I think, Scurry, you might have knew. The lady, we went by the house, and I went to show them where the lady was staying. Where this woman, her husband, totally, his mind was gone. They put him in the hospital, he totally lost his mind, and the Lord had me to just, that night, the Spirit of the Lord, I obeyed the Spirit of God, because it was a time folks sought God. It was a time folks laid out before God, and they weren't distracted. They refused to be distracted. Now we just let anything interrupt. Anything interrupt. I was looking at, and we got ready for this revival. You had Daryl to call me. Daryl didn't know what was going on, Scurry. I'm on the phone praying for Daryl. I'm praying for Daryl. Hear my son running in the door. And I'm looking at him, and this is not my son. Because this boy was swept up, eyes puffed out, and something had done got a hold of him, and he looked a mess. The whole just disfigured. But see, God had done already prepared me. I don't know who I was talking to. I said, listen, saints of God don't use wisdom now. Because one of the reasons why they don't use wisdom is because they don't know what time it is. We ain't keeping track of time. We just wake up and go on and whatever, whatever. We don't really know what time it is. Because if we know what time it is, we'll watch what we say and we'll watch what we do. We don't know what time it is. Some people sitting in the body of Christ, they don't even forgot the fact that they in an army and a war is going on. Comfortable in the war. Put the weapons down. And the devil waiting on a day to bust you up. I think I was sharing with you today, amen, how the Lord, I began to start looking at some things. I said, oh my God. You know, I don't know about you, but I'm not sitting around and waiting on the enemy. I'm not going to do that. When he hit, I want to be ready. You understand me? So if I want to be ready, I need to be in training. I need to be training, getting trained. Hello. I don't need to be sitting around and get hit with a blow and knock the hell out of me. Amen. I'm wondering what's going on. No. And so many people are getting hit with a blow and hit so hard. Amen. They can't even remember. They can't even remember a scripture. Hello. We need to be ready. The Bible says, armor your mind to suffer. Amen. That when the suffering comes, you armor your mind and you be ready to suffer. Let me tell you, be ready to be a fight back. The Bible says that since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence. And I'm telling you, oh, it's some violence in the church, but it's not violent, amen, in your faith. Amen. It's violent toward one another. But we're supposed to be violent in our faith. Amen. Praise God. We quick to be violent with one another. But amen, how many are violent when that sickness get ready to attack your body? How many are violent against infirmity? Amen, how many are violent against fear? Amen, when fear try to attack you? Amen, how many folks are violent, amen, against the things of the enemy? Hello? Oh, help us tonight. Oh, help us tonight. Look at your neighbor and say, help us, oh Lord. Now, let me read this. I need to go back to one. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis, write these things, saith he that has had the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works. I don't know about y'all tonight, but I'm telling you, I fear God. Is there anybody that fear God tonight? I fear God. That's the only reason why. The only reason why I'm pastoring is because I fear God. Because if I didn't fear him, I'd be, let me tell you something, I'd be in somebody's congregation sitting down. I'd be in somebody's congregation sitting down pushing that pastor, push. I wouldn't be no problem. I'd be pushing whatever my hands could find to do. And I think that was one of the things before I started pastoring, some of y'all that know me from the church, amen, from Bishop Washington Church, let me tell you something, I was not a problem person. But obedient. And the Lord remind me many times, that's why the blessings are still flowing. I wasn't a problem. Amen. I knew how to follow. Hello. I knew how to follow. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But I fear God. Amen. Praise God. If we knew what time, that's what I keep hearing the Spirit of the Lord saying. If we knew what time we were in. People don't realize what time we're in. Listen what he says here. But he says, thou hast a name that thou livest and are dead. I'm pretty sure these people were, this church saw this, amen, praise Lord, but amen, I'm pretty sure they, you know, good about the finances and amen, praise the Lord, and had it just going on. As far as man was concerned, I'm pretty sure they were unified, amen, had the worship and unified, amen, and just got it going on. And in the sight of man, it was okay. Hey, in the sight of man, We need to be concerned about how God see us. One of the things, I was on the phone yesterday with a pastor, and I was telling him to pray for certain situations that I heard that was passed down to me, and I said, listen, I need for you to remember these people in prayer. And he went off to me, well, you know, Pastor, I tell you, the Lord is, I said, stop right there. Pastor, stop. That ain't why I call you. Amen. Because he began to start saying to me, well, you know, I tell you, God ain't playing. And I tell you, something must be, they must be ain't doing it right. I said, no, don't, I ain't call you for that. I said, stop right there. You know what he told me? He told me, thank you so much. He said, thank you so much. I need somebody to tell me that. Amen. I wasn't going with that. Stop. We all trying to see Jesus. Yeah. Hello. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen. Be watchful. Lord, have mercy. Some of us, you know, Lord Jesus, some of us done come off our watch. We used to watch. We used to watch for the man of God, the woman of God, watch for one another, pray for one another. We used to watch, but some of us have come off the watch. Now it's about me. You know what the Spirit of the Lord began to tell me, say, the biggest thing, one of the biggest things going on in the church right now is folks are selfish. Folks are selfish. They only thinking about themselves. Is what makes me happy, is what I need, is what I want. I don't care if you do need it. I need it. Selfish. Selfish. Don't be looking at it to me. Not me. You. Yes, you. Yeah, me. I find I get selfish. I want it when I want it. Care what you feel like. Care if you don't feel like. Come on, that go to bedroom too. Because I know some of y'all mind went there because I had a flash. Thank God. It ain't that way. Hello up in here. Some of y'all just nasty. Hello. I had to laugh off that. Listen. Jesus is trying to give us some instructions. Be watchful. Trying to give us some directions. Be watchful. And strengthen the things. Listen at this. And oh God, when I read this, I said, Lord, strengthen that which remains. That's saying, you know what? That's saying you got some folks that's not in that situation. But it's only a little bit, a few. And I'm telling you, sometimes if you look at it, I'm telling you, it goes on in every ministry. Sometimes folks are just rotten to the core. Some folks don't want to live right. Ain't got no mind, no intention. You say A, they say B. You say no, they say yeah. You say up, down. Disagreeable, I don't care, stuck in their ways, locked in. You ain't finna change my mind. You don't get the picture. If God ain't did it, what make you think you gonna do it? If the word don't change him, you can hang it up. If some folks so set, I don't care what you say. I'm telling you, it's some folks that's locked in, and you can preach your heart out. That's why I don't preach like I used to. Faith Crusade, y'all know I don't preach like I used to. Our Sunday service is sharp. You hear me? I get up and say what does say the Lord, and when the Spirit say cut off, I cut and keep booking. Because you can preach your heart out. You can preach till you get chest pain, and folks will still walk out of here and go fornicate. You can preach. You can preach all you want. And folks still going to get out here and tell my dude, you can say, I'm robbing God all you want. I got my bills to pay. I'm telling you. They don't care what you. Hello. Look at your neighbor and say, tight but right. Listen, it says, strengthen the things which remain that are, listen at this, strengthen the things that remain because they ready to die too. You know what, let me, you know what, it is very difficult. I can see why some people jump up and leave ministries. Because it's very difficult to stay inside of a ministry where there's a whole bunch of hell going on. Because it's just a matter of time before it'll take you down. I'm telling you, it will take you, so you have to go, you have to do what you have to do. It's hard to stay in a ministry that's dying. And you steady trying to pump life into you with the word. And you get so much of the word in you and whatnot, and then look like the more word you get, the less of these. Man, you'll mess around. Love you, but got to go. And you know what? Let me tell you something. It's very difficult. And I'm going to tell you, don't just look at thinking it's difficult for you. It's very difficult on a leader that preach their heart out and live what they preach. And preach and preach and minister and counsel and do all this thing that God called them to do. And yet look out and see all this rebelliousness and butt tooted up in there to kiss. Hello? That's difficult. No, I'm going to tell the truth. I ain't going to tell that's easy. No, that's difficult. Amen. You preach and you pray. You pull folks out. What you pull me out for? Who told you? Go right back in. Hello. Amen. Oh. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. I'm telling you, there are some folks just poison. They are poisonous. They poison. And you got some people that mean business with God. And you know snakes are always trying to go bite. Snakes are always trying to go bite and venomize folks that's trying to live right. I can remember when on the job, when I started working, this was so many years ago, I was working at Jackson. As soon as I got there, some of y'all know what I'm talking about. And you go there trying to learn the job you go to for yourself. And here go all these problem folks come up telling you, you got to watch this one. And you got to watch. And you find out you're the one I got to watch. They come because they troublemakers. You know, and it's the same way in the church. Folks will join the church and folks that got a mind to live right and whatnot, folks will try to corner them off and amen and get them in a click. Hello. Get them in a click and try to and bite the hell out of them, poison them. And some folks getting caught up in stuff they would not normally do. It's not even a part of their character. I see the dead, but I refuse to die. When you see this kind of mess, when you see folks say amen of that nature, amen, praise God, amen, you got to have it, amen, you got to have your heart fixed and your mind made up, amen, praise Lord. One of the things, amen, why people keep doing some of the stuff that they do in the church, because somebody won't take a stand. When God knows, y'all done heard me say this before, when I was under Bishop Washington ministry, I wasn't nothing to play with then, I definitely ain't nothing to play with now. I wasn't no darn garbage can then, and I definitely ain't no garbage can now. You didn't come dump your junk on me. Amen, praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, y'all done heard my testimony before. This evangelist, me and that lady was just like this. And my wife knew her. I love her to this day. And she loves me. Amen. And we have much respect for one another. Because, amen, one day I was standing around and she was talking about the pastor and his wife. And I'm telling you, when she did that, let me tell you something. It was not me. I can truly say it was not me. It was the Holy Ghost. I felt it rise up in me. And I'm telling you, amen, I began to minister to her. But when it came out, I said, how dare you? You sit, you in their face. You smile. You laugh. You hug. You kiss them. And you hear you poison and standing in front of sinners at that. You're evangelists. You evangelize. But because they tell you the truth and you're not willing to obey the word of God, amen, then you want to kill their character. But she began to say to me, she said, and the look she had on her face, I could see her face. She told me, she said, I'm sorry. Oh, am I sorry? She said, I would never ever do that again. She said, but if you had saw your face, she said, that wasn't you. She said, that was the Holy Ghost. That was not you. And see, but we got so many saints today, amen, praise God, amen, folks that go to talking about people and we sit there and entertain that crap. And we are wondering why we are not blessed. What is our hinder? Why are we unfruitful? We can't see that. I shared with Brother Jermaine, I'll tell him, you know, it was some stuff I did as a child. I didn't even know why I was doing it. God was in it all the time. Now I know that. But I watched stuff, and I watched if stuff was a pattern. I watched stuff. You ever went and took the you know, you for me with the post exam? They go by what they call them things, sets and patterns. And I used to and still do. I watch patterns. I watch stuff. I even look. I sit back. I've sit back and watched stuff that went on in my family, and I watch Trey stuff down. And I know how to track down them demons that's trying to hit certain ones in the family. And I watch that stuff. I say the devil is a liar. And some folks ain't paying that stuff no attention. Amen. Amen. They just, whatever. They see little stuff going on, even in their children. They see little stuff and they just, it ain't nothing. Okay, it ain't nothing. I track that demon down and say, not here. It stop here. Amen. The devil is a liar. Hello. Amen. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. I have not found your works fulfilling. Amen, praise the Lord. And it's so many, oh God. It's so many churches today, amen, walks. They walk in and praise, worship, choir, sing and all, hear the word of God, and walk out empty. No substance. A good shout. No victory. All this praying, no results. I ain't got time to be religious. I need a move. You hear what I say? Hello. I'm not going to sit back and feel get content. Amen. Praise the Lord with all I'm putting in and nothing. No, the devil is a liar. I want to get everything that God say that's mine. Who am I to reject what he want me to have? Amen. Hello? Amen. Hello? Listen. Third says, remember therefore how thou hast received and heard. See, that's, let me not jump the gun. Listen. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard and hold fast and repent. Some of us got a problem with our memory. We remember what we want to remember, and what we don't, we don't. Hello? I'm going to say it again. Some of us got a problem with our memory. We remember what we want to remember. And what we don't, we don't. We can go back and remember everything but what we need to remember. And to show you, amen, there's a problem in remembering, amen, a lot of times, amen, praise God, because, amen, one time we remember how we used to love him. Man, the way we express the love to God ain't nothing now. See, we got Kirk Franklin going on now. Man, I'm going to tell you something. When they start this contemporary gospel, I'm telling you, the church, that looked like the church just, the sincereness of the church just went out the window. Amen. There was one time folks meant business with God. I'm telling you, now they got this microwave Jesus. I'm serious. Now if folks can, you know, let me tell you something. If folks didn't have it right, let me tell you something. They came around that altar, cried out. Let me tell you something. When they left that altar, I know what I'm talking about because I stayed around that altar. It's like now people will go ahead and please the flesh. Whatever the flesh wants, I give it. It was one time, let me tell you something. Oh, fasting went on in the body of Christ. Now take a look around and see who's gaining weight. And so, I'm serious. Because you hear people, listen, you knew people was fasting because, ooh, you getting small. Who getting small now? Eight people turned their plate down, got round that altar. Let's not talk about shut in. Shut where? You don't hear no shut in, no church got no shut in. Shutting out. One time folks shut in, they stayed before God. And when they walked out with power. You hear what I say? Stayed there. And I'm telling you, when they and wouldn't get up until they knew they got a breakthrough. Now it's called prayer like, in the name of Jesus, hush, and go sit down. And just go have a seat and walk out that door and go do what you normally do. The church has become so powerless. And we wondering, this thing is so serious. Because, and we wondering, why people are dying. I'm talking about young folks dying in the church. When the word of God promised us longevity. We're wondering why the church, amen, praise God, got so many hospital bills. You can't even give to the work of the kingdom for trying to pay your hospital bills. You can't even give in the work of the kingdom for trying to pay. Hello? Got to run. Listen, I know what I'm talking about. I worked at Jackson. And I'm telling you, a lot of the folks that were in the hospital, they weren't sinners. I was working in the emergency room. I was working the trauma room. Guess who was coming through there? Saints. That's who was coming through. I seen stuff, Pastor. I'm telling you, I used to get so mad with some of them doctors because some of them, I used to see some saints come through there, and some of them, they done lost their mind. But you know they were backsliders or something because they come in there speaking in tongue and quoting scriptures, and them doctors just laugh at them. They would just laugh. It's the church is serious. And see, I'm gonna say this because somebody need to hear this. Because see, if you don't know what time it is, and you don't forgot you in the army and there's a war going on. If you can't deal with that little pain in your leg, if you can't deal with that cough, You better watch out, because there's something bigger than coughs out there that the enemy want to bust you up with. You don't need to be waiting. Hello? You don't need to be waiting. You need to have yourself together. You need to learn the wall now. Oh, help me here, Holy Ghost. Listen, I need to read this quick. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. Look at your neighbor and say, simply repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, and I believe, oh God, listen, if therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief. And thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. I will come upon you. And see, that's the thing. Some folks that's caught up in this dead. Oh, you come into church, but you're dead. Your prayers are dead. That's why they're not being answered. Amen. They are dead. Dead sacrifices. He said, if you don't repent, I will come upon you like a thief when you're not even aware of it. When you think not, I will come. A thief don't let you know when they're coming. They just show up. And this is, you know, this is the words of Jesus. In other words, what he's saying is, I will bring judgment on you. And nobody I know want that. Look at your neighbor and say, you don't want that. Let me try to finish this up here. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh shall, the same shall be, read that fifth verse out, Celeste.
Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels.
Listen, we all will have to stand before God. And you want your name, you don't want your name blotted out. This church, no doubt, is just like a whole lot of churches today. Oh, you got your name on the church roll. It's on the church roll. But is it written in the Lamb's book of life? He says, listen, if you need to keep yourself clean. You need to keep yourself without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish. Don't listen. If you want to be a giant, I learned you got to travel with giants. Hello. If you want to be dead, travel with dead folks. Folks ain't going nowhere. If you want to be dead, just hang around the dead. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, in my closing, I took a look at the seven churches. You had the church in Ephesus, you had Smyrna, Pergamos, you had Thyatira, you had Sardis, who we talked about. You had the church of Philadelphia and the church of Laodicea. Now, you had these different churches, but all of them didn't have the same problem. All of them didn't have the same problem. And I'm glad to know that. You know what? But the sad thing, amen, praise the Lord, is this. Every church got problems. So when you get away, because you got some folks that do want to jump up and run. Amen. And you weren't told to leave. Some folks want to jump up and run. And you run think you run away from a problem. You think you run away from Sardis. and you run right back into another Sardis. Hello. You take your dead self there. The dead running to the dead. Hello. I'm serious. Amen. Now tonight, amen. You may close your Bibles because I'm through. Oh, I got a word of prophecy for everybody in here tonight. Oh, I got some good stuff for you tonight. Ooh, because I heard. Listen, it's something God teaching me. I'm telling you the God, I'm true. I got a prophecy for everybody tonight. Just something I'm going to tell you. And so you can be blessed. Turn with me. Everybody, your prophecy is in the word of God tonight. Amen. Turn with me. Amen. I don't have to lay no hands on you. Turn with me, if you would, to the book of Matthew. God put a prophecy in there for each and every one of us tonight. Amen. Matthew 6. I got a word for you. Ooh, I see the blessings. I see, if you need a home, I'm telling you, I see it. I'm going to tell you how to get it. Your car, oh, I see it. Amen. Matthew 6. Let me tell you something. You don't want to get caught up in religion. Religion could be dangerous. Amen. Praise the Lord. You need to get caught in a relationship with God. Matthew 6. Amen. And I believe it's 33. Amen. I got a word from the Lord. Amen. Yes, I do. Amen. I don't have no praying oil to give you. You hear what I say? I don't have it. I ain't got no prayer cloth. And I ain't been to cut up nothing of mine. And hey, I'm serious. I ain't been to cut up no cloth. I ain't been no. That's if God say that, speak that to somebody else, he ain't give me that. He did not give me that. Some folks get caught up on the cloth. You lose your cloth, you done lost your power. Okay, I got a word from the Lord for you tonight. Matthew 6, and at the 33rd verse. Could somebody read it?
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
But listen here. I done found me a principle of the word of God. I got a principle. As I often say, let me tell you something. The law of electricity says if I stick my hand in this socket and power is flowing through there, I might not be able to tell you how it felt. But I'll mess around and get shocked or either electrocuted. I found a principle of the word of God, amen, that tells me if I would first things first. Look at your neighbor and say, first things first. If I seek ye first. Not like Maslow say the psychologist. Not seek water, shelter, and home and all that stuff. No. God, Jesus don't see it that way. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things. You hear what I say? All these things shall be added unto me. I take care of God's business. He got to take care of mine. Got to take care. You hear what I say? He got to take care of mine. So, amen. In there, I see my car. I see my house. This. Yes, I do. I see it. Amen. As I seek ye first. Because you know what the word of God say? And look, when I really sit down and read that, I felt shame. I really felt bad. Because these were the words of Jesus. He said, you know what? He said, them the things that the Gentiles, them the thing, the pagans, going after all them things, the pagan go after. The pagan going for that stuff. That's why they're trying to play lottery to, you know. The pagans go after that stuff. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What you want to go after all this stuff for ain't living nothing. Come on, give God a hand, praise. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God tonight. Amen. For the teaching of the word. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to hold you. Amen. Praise the Lord. But amen. There. Amen. You can see the dead, but you don't have to die. I see people. Let me tell you something. And you know, and I'm telling you, and I just pray. I simply pray. Some folks, you can see they are dead. And I'm telling you, you just watch that stuff. Through the years, you see they're just dead. They just dead. But just because they're dead, that don't mean you have to die. And some people are so dead. Let me tell you something. God won't even have you to say nothing to them to try to get resurrected. Because they can't resurrect people that want to be. That's their choice. He said, choose this day whom you'll serve. People got to want to. I remember, Lord, years ago. And God knows I'm through. I remember years ago when I was under Bishop Washington, and we got ready to do, he asked me to do praise and worship. And I went to do the praise and worship, and I said, well, let me run to the bathroom, you know, before I get up there. And on the way to the bathroom, I seen this lady, very handsome lady. Some of y'all that was with that ministry probably remember, but she was a big, very big lady. And on the way to the restroom, I looked at her, and she was rolling her eyes at me like she wanted to, you know. So I said, is everything okay? Yeah, everything okay. So I said, so while I was in the bathroom, I said, now, Lord, is it anything that I might not be aware that I did to her or said to her that got her like this? And I started thinking. And I said, I ain't did nothing to her. I walked back in, and when I got ready to pass by again, she struck out and run out the door. It was a spirit. She ran out the door, and I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, this lady wore like 400 and some pounds, you know? And I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, run out the door and jump on her back. And she had ran in the middle of the street, and that's where I caught her in the middle of that media. And I just, at that time, I wore about 99 pounds. And I obeyed. I leaped on her back, and it brought her down to the ground. Because it was the Lord. It wasn't me. Couldn't bring that big old woman down. But it was the Lord brought her down. In the meantime, all the ministers and whatnot, they got her back in the church. And all night long, we laid hands and cast out. This lady had legions of demons, spirits. And I'm going to tell you something. And then, you know, right after that, it wasn't long till that lady was dead. Because somebody stabbed her to death. Some folks ain't ready for deliverance. You hear what I say? Some folks are not ready to be delivered. You need to have your mind made up. Some folks are not ready for deliverance. Amen. God is always ready to deliver, but you need to be ready. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. You might be dead. You might see the dead, but you got to make up your mind that I refuse to die. Amen. You got to make up in your mind when you see folks walking contrary, when you know what the word of God say, and they walking lap-legged and bow-legged and amen and slew-foot. Amen. Praise God. You the one got to make up in your mind that you're going to take a stand for God and speak what the word of God is saying. Amen. Praise Lord. Because I don't know about you. Look at your neighbor and say, I want to be used by God. I want to be used by him. And if you're going to be used by God, you can't be caught up in a bunch of mess. I'm telling you, amen, when it came down, amen, I remember with my walk with God, don't you know if I had been caught up in a lot of stuff that folks getting caught up in the church today, amen, God, ain't no way God would have called me into this. Ain't no way. And there are some people, it is so sad because, you know, it is so sad because, Pastor, I know what you're talking about. You can discern and you can look. God allow you sometimes to look in the lives of people. Sometimes the members, they just looking at the day. And God anoint and have the discernment on the man, the woman of God, amen, to see folks 6-7 years down the line. And it is so sad today. It is so sad. I feel this thing of because it's like God saying, let me take you and I want to use you like this and I want to do this. But we allow somebody else to take the other hand and say no and have God to play a tug of war with you. God, take that hand. There go God saying, listen, I want to use you, baby. Daughter, I want to use you. I want to use you to bring glory to my name. And poor pastor, there go God pull it. And somebody else ain't going nowhere. Ain't going nowhere. Ain't got the mind even go nowhere. But we are poor. And we are let me take it. And we allow humans. We allow a creature instead of the creator to take her. I got more of a pull. We will allow the flesh. We allow the flesh to be in control. And here God want to take you into places. God want to take you into a Canaan land. God want to take you into a prosperous place. You were the state, amen. You can't even begin to realize, glory be to God, amen, praise the Lord, where God, you don't even have the insight to see where God is trying to take you. But you allow others to just pull on you and pull on you. And it's a hinder to where God is trying to take you. And I'm going to tell you the sad thing about it. Because you won't let him take you, he will pick somebody else up. And he'll take them into places where you supposed to be, where you should be. I don't know about you, glory be to God, but ain't nobody finna take my place. Hallelujah. I say, ain't nobody finna take my place. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You all have it fixed, your heart fixed, that whatever God called me to do, there was a time in the hearts of God's people that, amen, praise the Lord, we had the heart, God, where you want me to go, send me. You need somebody to go, send me. I'll go. God, whatever you want me to say, I'll say it. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. Hallelujah. Whether they look at me straight, I don't care. I won't be afraid of their faces. Now we allow faces. We allow faces. The way people look at us to stop us from what God is calling us to do. But I don't know about you, but my heart is so fixed that I will not allow. It ain't finna happen. It ain't finna happen. It ain't finna happen. I'm gonna do what he called me to do. Ain't nobody gonna get the crown that I supposed to get. Hallelujah. You can't let. You need to understand something. You need to understand something. Everybody on the face of the planet is looking for one or two things: purpose and power. Hallelujah. I got to fulfill my purpose. You need to have destiny so on your mind, glory be to God, that I will let nothing hinder. I will let nothing stop. Every door that God opened, we ought to be willing to walk in it. Hello. We ought to be willing to walk in it. God has purpose. God has plans. Some of you are behind. You're running behind. You're trying to play catch up. Some of you are behind. You should be far above than where you are. But because of folks pulling, fastest, let me tell you something. Sometimes God allows, He'll cut it off. He'll cut it off. And you know what we'll do? We'll go hook up with somebody else. The gifts that God got inside of you, they can't even be birthed. They can't even be birthed. Let me tell you something. We try to hold on and some folks trying to go ahead and do what we call them to do. But they bring in still. We still want to hold on. We still want to hold on. And he's saying, cut loose. Cut loose. That's a hinder to your walk. That's a hinder to your next dimension. And we trying to hold on. And God said, cut it off. Cut it off. Cut it off. Cut it off. That cut that left hand off. That cut that left. Cut it off. Cut it off. Hallelujah. But as he said with the church of Sardis, I will come upon you as a thief. I'll come upon you as a thief. I'll bring judgment. Oh, help me here, Holy Ghost. Come on and give God a praise. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God. Ha, yerobo shandala masata la basata. Oh, God. I tell you, let me tell you something. If God call you, especially ministry, those that call in ministry, that's saying he want to use you. That's saying he want to use you. And just because he used you right where you in right where you are right now, that's not saying he wants you to stay right there. There is elevation. I'm telling you tonight, it's so many leaders in the body. Some folks gonna mess around and die out and never get in the place of, that God wanted them. I pray to God there's nobody never be in. But I know within myself, because I often use me, but I know within myself, I wouldn't want to come to the end and find out I didn't fulfill purpose. Successful about a lot of stuff, but all out of purpose.